time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I was standing in line in the grocery store the other day. In front of me was a young lady waiting to pay for a candy bar. She was accompanied by her mother, who turned to her daughter and said, "You have to pay for that with your own money." The young lady opened her purse and started to count out coins she had. During her coin inventory, she realized she couldn't pay for the candy. No matter how many times she counted the coins, she just couldn't make the necessary total. She put the candy back on the shelf and left the store with her mom. We all inventory the status of our cash, food in the pantry, and the necessity of living on a regular basis. Over the past few months, I've taken a keen interest in my personal health. About 8 months ago, during one of the physical checks that I had, I realized that I needed to get my act together. Aside from getting older, the aging process was taking a toll on me. I weighed too much, ate too much, and didn't pay attention to those wellness indicators that define the overall status of my health. In addition, I looked at the area we live in and the availability of sustainable, good quality health care. I looked at the decreasing number of primary care providers, specialty caregivers, hospital accessibility, medical referrals, health transportation assets, and affordability. When I look back at the multiplicity of health assets in this area just 5 years ago and then compare those factors then to the factors of 2015, I was truly shocked. We have lost a significant number of community health providers. These losses have come in bits and pieces, but nevertheless, they have impacted our rural region in 2015. I picked up the newspaper the other day and read the headlines about the loss of long-term care facilities in this area. Couple these health care takeaways with the decrease in mental health resources, viable veterans care, and trauma facilities. It seems like this community is caught in a medical care quicksand. You don't have to accept my personal health inventory. Do one for yourself. Look at a couple of contingencies like a heart attack, hip replacement, major surgery, or catastrophic illness. Be honest. The last 5 years have seen fewer and fewer resources at greater costs. We do not live in a population center where many quality medical resources are available. The exodus of rural doctors and the inability to recruit new caregivers exacerbates the deteriorating condition under the Affordable Care Act. As you do your own health inventory, look at who gives you medical care. If you lose your primary care provider, do you just have an insurance program or do you have a doctor? Moreover, what will you do for referral services if your health status changes? Going back to the young lady in the grocery store who walked away from the candy after an honest inventory of her fiscal assets, if you haven't done a medical inventory based on your own needs, you may need to walk away from that tightrope you're walking. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.